come on and let's go to Barry. Come on, come on, let's go to Barry. Come on, come on, let's go to Barry. Well, oh, oh, oh.
Presenting a report to the American people by the Ballad Hunter. In each of these programs, the Library of Congress presents John A. Lomax, the Ballad Hunter. For more than 30 years, Mr. Lomax has been gathering the songs of the American people, songs that were not written down or learned from books, but folk songs of the people, sung by the people, and made into recordings on the very scene. In their homes and churches, the singing is natural, an intimate and revealing expression of the people who make the songs. And today, Mr. Lomax tells us of his search for Negro spirituals.
The spirituals you're going to hear come from seven southern states: Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Texas, Virginia, South Carolina. They have no author. They grew up anonymously, quietly, and naturally in the little country churches of the South, in the Brush Arbor revival meetings. The people who made them were deeply and seriously religious. They knew how to express their suffering and their joy. They liked to come together after their hard work in the hot field and spend the weekend in church singing together. They are full of love, of a sense of the mysteriousness of life. Hard-working country Negro, heaven is a place where, dressed in a long white robe and wearing a starry crown, he can choose a seat and sit down in the midst of his family. When I get to heaven, I'm going to be at ease. Me and my God's going to do as we please. Doc Reed and Vera Hall of Livingston, Alabama, reflect this feeling when they sing, "Trouble Over. Choose you a seat and sit down." Soft moonlight of northern Florida, a group of Negro girls sang me some of the loveliest spirituals I ever recorded. These young girls from 15 to 21 were convicts, shut out from the world behind a tall board fence. They were lonely and homesick, and they knew what their comrades meant when they sang, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. I know my time ain't long.
Lord, I know my time ain't long. Lord, Lord, I know my time ain't long.
Sometimes I feel like I has no friend. Spirituals take on a different design in every section. and in the mind of every singer. They are never sung the same way twice by any two groups, nor does any singer give two identical performances. Real spirituals, therefore, are always growing. Here is a new variant of a familiar spiritual, Lead Me to the Rock. It comes from the Mississippi Delta, where the Negro population is 10 times that of the whites. It is a duet, the highly original composition of Wash Dennis and Charlie Sims. Why don't you lead me to the rock that is higher than I? What is old Satan a-grumbling about? He's chained in hell, and he can't come out.
Well, he's chained in hell, and he can't come out.
Why don't you lead me to that racer rock? Hurry and hurry, yes, don't go to rock, I tell you. Can't go round it, yes, don't go to rock, I tell you. Can't go round it, yes, don't go to rock, I tell you. Can't go round it, yes, don't go to rock, I tell you. Can't go hold it, yes, don't go to rock, I tell you. Can't go round it, yes, don't go to rock, I tell you. Can't go round it, yes, don't go.
Some come crippled and some come lame. Some come a-limping in my Jesus' name. Little black trains, midnight trains, 4-day trains, running straight to heaven and right straight back. These are familiar images to the Negro spiritual singer. Here is a modern train spiritual coming from East Texas with the chorus, If I got my ticket, can I ride? Ride away to the heaven in the morning. Hear big talk of the gospel train. You want to get on it? Yes, that's my aim. Stand at the station and patiently wait. The train is coming and it's never late. So long coming that it worried my mind. Thought it was late, but it's just on time.
Lord, if I got my ticket, can I ride right away to the heaven morning? Hear great talk of the gospel train. You want to get on it? Yes, that's my aim. Stand at the station and patiently wait. The train is coming and it's never late. So long coming till it worried my mind. Thought it was late, but was just on time. Lord, if I got my ticket,
can I ride?
Lord, if I got my ticket,
can I ride?
Lord, if I got my ticket,
I'm looking the beautiful valley of the James River about 30 miles above Richmond, Virginia. Big Jimmy Strothers sits every day and strums his banjo and sings. But Jimmy Strothers does not see the beautiful valley. He is blind. Years ago, an explosion in the mine destroyed his sight. Afterwards, he earned his living as a street corny and a tenor. Now grown old, his favorite songs are spirituals. He says, if you want to go to heaven over on the other shore, keep out of the way of the blood-stained banders. Oh, good shepherd, feed my sheep. Some for Paul and some for Silas. Some for the make of my heart rejoice. Don't you hear them lambs a-crying? Oh, good shepherd, feed my sheep.
If you want to go to heaven over on the other shore, keep all the way out of blood-stained banders. A good shepherd, feed my sheep. Some for Paul, some for Silas, some for the make of my heart rejoice. Don't you hear lambs a-crying? A good shepherd, feed
keep out of the way of the gunshot devils.
Just over on the other shore, keep out of the way of the gunshot devils. A good shepherd, was feeding my sheep. Some for pork, some for salad, some for to make my heart rejoice. Don't you hear lambs are crying, a good shepherd feeding my sheep.
Keep out of the way of the long-tongued liars.
Just over on the other shore. Keep out of the way of the long-tongued liars. The good shepherd feed my sheep. Some for pulling, some for silence, some for to make my heart rejoice. Don't you hear lambs crying? The good shepherd feed my sheep.
When D.W. White, leader of the Pearson's Funeral Home Choir of Columbia, South Carolina, stands up before his choir of men and women, he says that neither he nor they know what song he will begin. He trusts the inspiration of the moment, and the choir knows how to follow wherever he can lead. Here he leads them in a churchly indictment of corn liquor. God don't like it, no, no. God don't like it, no, no. God don't like it, no, no. It's scandalous and a shame. Some people stay in the churches. They sitting in the deacon's chair. They drinking beer and whiskey. And they say that they don't care.
And the preacher that they don't care. Now God don't like it. No, no. God don't like it. No, no. God don't like it. No, no. Some people see that yellow corn. It needs to be buried the fine. You better turn that yellow corn into bread and stop that chicken grind. For God don't like it. God don't like it. God don't like it. God don't like it. God don't like it.
The Negro spiritual singer has always been preoccupied with the thought of death, of final judgment, of hearing the coffin sound for the last time. Here Willie Williams leads a chorus of men in the old song, The New Burying Ground. Come on, he says. Come on and let's go to burying, way over in the new burying ground.
Come on and let's go to burying. Come on, come on, let's go to burying. Come on, come on.
Keeps a ringing on somebody's coffin.
On somebody's coffin. Hammer keep a ringing on somebody's coffin. Hammer keep a ringing on somebody's coffin.
You have just heard another story told by the Ballad Hunter. The spirituals which you heard on this program were actually recorded on the scene. This program with Mr. John A. Lomax, honorary curator of the Archive of American Folk Song, was presented by the Radio Research Project of the Library of Congress.